Welcome to Supermarket Spotlight, the go-to podcast for all your grocery industry updates. I'm your host, RJ Johnson, bringing you news straight from the aisles to your ears. In today's episode, we'll delve into the latest supermarket trends shaping the landscape of your everyday shopping experience. From legal battles to major market expansions and shifts in consumer behavior, we're covering it all. So whether you're a grocery guru or just curious about where to get the freshest produce, this is the place to be. We will kick it off with two of the biggest names in the industry, Kroger and Albertsons. These supermarket giants have laid forth a strongly worded defense against the Federal Trade Commission's efforts to stall their proposed $24.6 billion merger. Kroger and Albertsons have accused the FTC of willfully being out of touch with the current dynamics of the grocery sector. They argue that the commission is distorting the competitive grocery landscape by maintaining an outdated view. Essentially, the FTC's challenge hinges on a narrow definition of traditional supermarket competitors, whereas Kroger and Albertsons point to a fiercely competitive landscape that involves large retailers like Walmart and Target, and specialists such as Trader Joe's and Sprouts Farmers Market, not to mention the pervasive influence of omnichannel competitors including Amazon. In their counterfilings, both companies also took issue with the FTC's reception of their plan to divest 413 stores, which they argue fails to acknowledge the proactive steps already proposed to preserve competition. Albertsons goes further to elucidate that the proposed store divestments, possibly even more than those announced, should alleviate concerns regarding competition. Similarly, the companies contest the FTC's interpretation of the union labor market, especially its allegations about the merger's impact on union bargaining power. They claim that the FTC's stance egregiously overlooks the broad labor market in which they operate and argue that the merger could actually bolster the union's negotiating strength. The conflict arrives at a decisive moment with a court hearing set for late August, and it's evident that Kroger and Albertsons are committed to defending the merger vigorously. Kroger CEO Rodney McMullen has expressed firm belief in the beneficial outcomes of the merger for American customers, calling out the current political climate as a factor in the FTC's resistance. As the narratives of both sides unfold, it's clear that this battle isn't just about business strategy. It's about differing perspectives on the modern grocery marketplace, and the stakes couldn't be higher, not just for the companies, but for consumers and the future landscape of American supermarkets. In non-related merger news, Kroger has declared its intentions to sell its specialty pharmacy business to CarelonRx, a subsidiary of Elevance Health. This particular arm of Kroger, which has been under the grocery chain's umbrella since 2012, is dedicated to treating patients with chronic conditions like rheumatoid arthritis and multiple sclerosis, among other diseases. Colleen Lindholz, the president of Kroger Health, underscored the import of this divestment, stating that the strong specialty pharmacy business unit is poised to reach its full potential outside of Kroger's core business scope. Lindholz pointed out that a key consideration in this decision was the continuation of operations with minimal disruption to associates and patients. In making the sale, Kroger ensures their focus remains on expansion while facilitating growth for the specialty unit under new ownership. Heading over to the specialty sector, Trader Joe's has announced a fresh wave of store openings across the United States. This beloved chain, known for its quirky atmosphere and unique product offerings, is reinforcing its commitment to bringing good cheer and good food to even more Americans. Among the new locations where shoppers will soon fill their carts are Reno, Nevada, Chandler, Arizona, and Salt Lake City, Utah, along with a charming outpost in the scenic town of Coeur d'Alene, Idaho. But that's not all. Trader Joe's growth spurt continues as it gears up to cut the ribbons at new locations in Clearwater, Florida, Raleigh, North Carolina, and several vibrant Californian localities, including Santa Clarita and South Pasadena. This strategic expansion reflects the chain's vision to meet the ever-growing demand from its loyal customer base and to attract new enthusiasts eager to discover Trader Joe's unique shopping experience. While the official dates for these grand openings remain under wraps, the anticipation is palpable. Trader Joe's blossoming presence signals not just growth, but an unmistakable vote of confidence in its business model and brand philosophy, delivering quality, novelty, and affordability, a combination that seemingly never goes out of style. Lidl, the European retail chain that's become a household name across the Atlantic, has been stirring up the American grocery landscape since its arrival in 2017. It wasn't without its challenges, but Lidl US has been dialing into the American market with unassuming precision, and now, under new leadership, it's poised for a notable pivot. Joel Rampolt has taken the reins as the CEO of Lidl US, and I must say, his American roots are already leaving an indelible mark on the brand's direction stateside. Rampolt isn't new to the grocery game. Cutting his teeth as at Kroger and moving through the gears of management consulting, his two-decade career advising grocery companies has primed him for this moment. He recognizes the potential for Lidl's efficient yet quality-focused model in the U.S. market. His vision for Lidl U.S. encompasses a commercial transformation, ensuring a tantalizing lineup of products resonates strongly with American shoppers. He's rethinking the product assortment and rolling out a new private brand. Expect to see an expansion in fresh proteins with more organic and grass-fed options becoming available. The bakery section is in for a sweet alteration too, with introductions to treat lovers such as decadent American donuts and the perfect bagel, joining the ranks of their famed croissants. Under Rampolt's tenure, we're not just anticipating a refreshed product range, but an evolving approach that marries global efficiency with a deep understanding of what American consumers want when they push their carts down the aisles. A high-performing team and operational efficiency, a Lidl global hallmark, are also critical pillars of Rampolt's plan. With sights set on fresh produce as the store's welcoming attraction and a renewed focus on essential categories, the store layout itself may just entice customers looking for more than just an errand. It's shaping up to be a curated shopping experience. In financial news with a flavor of fast casual dining, Chipotle Mexican Grill marks a momentous occasion as the board has approved the brand's first ever stock split. After 30 years, the board has greenlit a striking 50-for-1 split of its common stock, positioning what's projected to be one of the largest stock splits in the history of the New York Stock Exchange. This move underscores a period where Chipotle's finances are as robust as their burrito bowls, with share prices at an all-time zenith. Their February report smashed expectations, showcasing a pattern of relentless growth and robust earnings, not to mention traffic increases defying broader industry trends. Commensurately, Chipotle's acknowledgement extends beyond investor appeal into the heart of their operations, their people. Seizing this celebrated fiscal acme, restaurant general managers and employees boasting over 2 decades of service receive equity grants, a token of gratitude for their contributions to Chipotle's success story. This unprecedented stock split, pending shareholder approval on June 6th, means that shareholders of record by June 18th, 2024, will be allotted 49 additional shares per share owned come June 25th. It's Chipotle's way of making their stock more palatable, not just for the top-end investor, but for the employee and small-scale investor, shaking up the landscape for accessibility in stock ownership. Chipotle's rally serves as an extraordinary case study, one that bridges financial prosperity with equity, something surely the restaurant scene and investors alike will savor. In the vibrant world of fresh produce, a fascinating shift is underway in consumer shopping patterns. As grocery carts roll down the produce aisles, it's increasingly common for them to be navigating not the familiar paths of the traditional grocery store, but rather the expansive floors of mass retailers and supercenters. Why the change, you ask? It seems these larger stores, with their everyday low-price positioning, are resonating with customers who are recalibrating their shopping habits amid ongoing inflation. FMI, the Food Industry Association, has cast a spotlight on this trend through their latest Power of Produce report, revealing that a surprising 57% of shoppers picked fruits and vegetables from mass retailers and supercenters in 2024. Notably, these heavy hitters have seen their produce dollar share spike, outpacing supermarkets and organic specialty stores since 2020. And just what might be driving this exodus toward big box stores? Perhaps it's their winning formula of convenience and competitive pricing that caters to the budget-conscious consumer. Interestingly enough, supermarkets, which have long been the front runners in selling fresh produce, have experienced a staggering $1.5 billion sales decline in this category from 2020 to 2023. The fresh produce dollar is certainly not what it used to be, with shoppers now diversifying their buying across 2 to 3 different store channels. The days of one-stop shopping seem to be slipping through our fingers like grains of sand. As folks grapple with reduced spending power, the notion of saving a few pennies is enough to sway their loyalty. Moreover, while the concept of buying groceries online saw a massive surge in 2020, it's now taken a back seat further shaken by the steadfast allure of in-store purchasing. Ultimately, the allure of produce isn't just about its price tag. Consumers still crave that crisp crunch of a perfectly ripe apple, the vibrant hues of fresh veggies, and the personal touch of in-store experiences. As mass retailers successfully blend the appeal of affordability with quality, traditional grocery stores might need to rethink their strategies to stay in the race. But irrespective of the channel, be it from a giant supercenter or the cozy corner supermarket, one thing remains. Produce continues to be the cornerstone of our nutritional needs and desires. It's close to Easter, so let's talk egg prices. A highly pathogenic avian influenza, commonly known as bird flu, is again disrupting the poultry industry, particularly egg production. In the shadow of a pandemic, this virus has become a recurring antagonist for suppliers and consumers alike. New cases have emerged in California, leading the USDA to adjust its first quarter projections for egg productivity downwards. You see, the repercussions on the supply chain are substantial. Fewer hens mean fewer eggs, driving up prices at a time when shoppers are fervently filling their baskets with eggs for dyeing and decorating, baking seasonal treats, and preparing for family feasts. And it's not just a small uptick we're talking about. The egg prices soared by 5.8% in February alone, and that's on the heels of a notable rise in the previous month. These escalating costs are not just a flash in the pan. Industry analysts suggest this strain of avian influenza is particularly troublesome, likely to continue impacting supply and prices. Retailers are feeling the pinch too, but must strategize carefully as they head towards Easter, a time when eggs are in high demand. While grocers may want to maintain competitiveness and draw in customers with promotions, they're also grappling with how to do so sustainably amidst rising wholesale prices. There's a silver lining, though. The egg industry features a range of products, from the standard commodity eggs to premium options like pasture-raised and cage-free. Stores might entice cost-conscious consumers with lower-priced options or incentivize purchases of premium eggs, perhaps through loyalty programs or targeted discounts. Ultimately, this scenario underscores the larger story of consumers still reeling from inflation. While egg prices remain high, the public perception of cost of living increases persists longer than the actual inflationary period. Retailers, therefore, need to balance their pricing strategies very carefully to keep customers coming through the doors without compromising on profitability. This egg-centric dilemma couldn't have come at a more challenging time, reinforcing the fragile nature of our food systems. Thank you for tuning in. We'll return next time with more updates from the world of groceries. Until then, keep your carts rolling and your pantries full. This is Supermarket Spotlight signing off.